The smaller towns still scare me. Like we, and I'm still ranching in Sonora, Texas, which I love. Sonora, love the whole deal. The Sonora, El Dorado, there's a deal there because there's some, like you just said, there's some commercial buildings in that town that when I was in school there, and that's a long, long time ago, were vacant, and they're still vacant.
Well, there's been a sentence that's been in the commercial real estate business for 40 or 50 years, and that is, real estate is a hedge against inflation. That's a partially true statement. Here is the true statement is, some commercial real estate can be a very good hedge against inflation. Not all of it. You can buy some commercial real estate that will be a terrible investment. If you don't have jobs and you don't have population, you don't need real estate. But, you know, talking about San Angelo makes me think about the oil and gas business. I'm kind of guessing that people out here are interested in oil and gas.
Yes,
sir.
It's
so funny. I'll be out in Memphis or Fort Lauderdale or up in Minneapolis or Milwaukee, and they don't even have oil and gas up there, and that's the first thing they want to talk about. So everybody on earth seems to be fascinated with the oil business, and so I think we need, it might be useful to talk about that a little bit. What's happened is OPEC has decided they want to just slug the American oil and gas industry in the face. They just took their gloves off and just slugged us right in the face and have hit us a couple of times right in the face. They say they don't want to kill the American energy business, but in my mind, I think they just basically want to kill the American energy business. So what they thought was is that it's going to cost Americans $80 a barrel to get oil out of the ground. And so if they just lower the price a little bit below 80, then they kill us and they keep getting a lot of revenue. But the funny part about that is that those people, they didn't want that to happen, that it went down to $45 a barrel or 50. They need more than that because it doesn't cost them much to produce oil. But here's what you got to know. Maybe it only costs an OPEC nation $10 a barrel to produce oil. But that's not the relevant issue. The relevant issue is how much revenue do they need to have to keep their government from getting overthrown. They have obligations to their citizens, and if they don't make those obligations, their governments tend to go over, just like Egypt did a few years ago, for a different issue. It wasn't oil, it was corn back in the day. Corn and wheat is what happened over there. But with that said, so we've got a big game of chicken going on right now. These other OPEC countries have decided to overproduce to drive the price down and keep it down long enough to kill our industry, but at the same time not overthrow their governments in the process. So what I see happening is this. People thought that as soon as oil went down to $50, that production would start to slow down. Well, a couple of things are missing there. And the biggest one is that a whole bunch of oil companies in America have hedged their production for 2015. And that just means they found somebody a year ago that agreed to buy every ounce of oil they produce in 2015 for $80 or $90 a barrel. So wouldn't you want to produce everything you possibly could?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what happens is production's actually picking up. Now, what's going to happen is those hedges run off in 2016, and now those people will be facing $60 oil, and they won't be as anxious to overproduce anymore. And then one other factor starts to kick in, and this is a key that most people in the media miss. All these wells that we've produced in the last 5 years or so through fracking, those wells produce a lot for about 12 or 15 months. And then they die down fast. The average fracked oil well is only producing 30% after 15 months.
See, I did not know that.
Yeah. And so if you think about this, all these wells that we punched in the ground that are producing all this oil today, a year from now will be producing 30%. And we're not drilling any new wells right now. So over time, what's going to happen is we're not producing any wells. The existing wells are down to 30%, and that's where the price is going to start going up again. Now, the lid on that is this. Apparently, there are 4,000 wells in America that have been drilled and capped. They're just like storing that oil in the ground. So if the price of oil goes up to whatever number it is, all these oil companies will take the cap off of those 4,000 wells and start selling oil into the market again. So I hear people say this statement frequently. It's going to be a long time before we see $100 oil again, ain't it? And I'll say, why do you want to see $100 oil again? Do you like paying $4 a gallon for gas? Oh, no, huh? I say, are you saying that you would like to see the economic activity that happened when oil was $100 a barrel? And the answer is, exactly, that's what I'm looking for. My hypothesis is we may not see oil at $100 again for a long time, but the good news is we may start producing a lot more oil even at $60 or $70 or $80 because our marginal cost of production may not be $80 anymore. And as think about this, Scott, every year, the University of Texas, Texas A&M University, Oklahoma University, and the Colorado School of Mines churn out thousands of graduate students in geology, geophysical sciences, PhDs and masters, and every one of those students is training to figure out how to get oil and gas out of the ground faster and cheaper. And so we may not need $100 oil ever again to get a high level of economic activity.
Let's stop just for 1 second. We'll take a quick commercial break, but this is some good stuff. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.